it on down. Bless you. Bless you. Oh, bless you. Bless you.
Where are you going, my beautiful friend? Is this the road that we take till the end? And if we break down all we left behind, is this the highway of all mankind? Access.
Golic here. This is Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone and ESPNChattanooga.com.
Here we go. Feel the fire way down below.
Welcome back into Press Row here in the Platinum Financial Funding Studios here at ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Paschal along with Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a fantastic start to the work week. A couple of odds and ends from the college football world. ESPN's College Game Day is headed to Fort Worth, where they will broadcast from the Alabama-Wisconsin game, which will be in Arlington that evening. Tennessee gets a commitment over the weekend from Jaquane Blakely, a 6'2", 210 outside linebacker from Moultrie, Georgia. 24/7 Sports has him as the number 48 outside linebacker and the number 725 overall prospect. How he hit number 718 is beyond me.
Somebody needs to get back in the film room because this guy's definitely a top 703 player in the country.
And a couple of NFL notes. The Seahawks lock up Bobby Wagner, linebacker, 4 years, $43 million. But in doing so, they have to release defensive lineman Tony McDaniel.
A starter is the cap casualty of extending Russell Wilson and Mr. Wagner.
And how about this? At the Carolina Panthers practice this morning at Wofford University or Wofford College, there was a drone that flew overhead.
Okay, good times. Welcome to the sports world in the 21st century.
Exactly. All right, we're joined by Chattanooga FC coach Bill Elliott. Chattanooga FC defeats Indiana 3-0 Saturday, and they will host the National Premier League title game at Finley Stadium, which housed 9,236 people this past Saturday night. 648-1051 is the Hardee's hotline. Dan, thank you so much for your patience. How are you today? Dan, you there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry.
buddy?
I tell you what, today is a fantastic day in the soccer community in Chattanooga. I am so stoked and pumped right now. Hey, I just had a couple of, number one, congratulations to Coach Elliott and the boys. And I just had two quick questions. The first one, I know a lot of the teams that we played throughout the season and into the playoffs are farm teams from bigger MLS or NASL type teams. So the first question would be, is there potentially in the future the ability for us to pick up a franchise? And the second question I have is, I noticed that Leo was on the sideline Saturday night with crutches. Will he be available for the match on Saturday? And I'll hang up and listen to the response.
Thank you, Dan.
Okay, so as regard to Leo DeSmet, he's been really good on the left side for us this year. I think he's gone for an MRI today to try to determine what's wrong with his knee. So our expectation is that we will not have him, but I wouldn't say that that's final. And then the other part of your question, you know, teams in our league that operate as sort of reserve teams for the full professional team of an MLS or an NASL side, really, it has to do with the proximity, you know, and they're usually right there in this, playing in the same stadium or certainly the same city or metro area. Not to say that it couldn't happen here in Chattanooga. Soccer is moving more and more towards a Major League Baseball type model where you have a team at the top tier and then minor league type teams, if you will. So we could go that direction. Who knows? I think that just depends on how widespread that becomes in the U.S. soccer community.
All right, you've got the match Saturday night against the New York Cosmos. How different is this compared to last year's championship? Obviously, the location's different, but what about the matchup itself?
Yeah, similar type opponent. With the Red Bulls and the Cosmos, they're both reserve teams for a professional team. So you've got guys that are already on contracts playing in the teams and guys that are almost certainly going to be pros versus our team, which is made up of college players from around the southeastern United States and guys that hope to be in that situation of holding a contract one day. So they have some big advantages. I mean, they play together year round. They get to practice and train with pros. They have access to all that type of scouting and just different types of things that they're privy to for being in that environment. So it's definitely a mountain to climb for us, but we were pretty close last year playing on the road in New York. So we certainly always feel better about our chances in Findlay.
As a kid who grew up playing soccer in this area, you graduated from Hickson in 86, the Cosmos are kind of like the Yankees. I mean, how cool is it that you're facing off against, you're going to see the iconic uniforms? I mean, that's got to be pretty special, right?
It is pretty surreal. I mean, when I was growing up, the MLS wasn't around yet, so it was the NASL, and those are the games that I grew up watching, and the Cosmos were the team. So now to be facing off against them in a national championship match in Findlay is beyond anything I would have imagined, for sure.
If I gave you over under 12 grand, what are you doing? You going over or under a number of folks at Findlay?
It seems outrageous, but I think we can break it.
I do too. I think 12 grand is the baseline.
I think we can go over.
I do too.
I really do.
There it is, Chattanooga. The man's calling for 12. He needs a dozen.
It's late in the season, obviously. You've been going at this for a while. You're off today. What does a practice schedule this time of year look like for you and the guys?
So the first part of the week, we're just taking off, trying to let the players recover. I think it's more important that we go into the weekend healthy and rested than any one thing we can cover in a training session. We'll practice Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but the sessions will be light. Basically just trying to keep everybody sharp and try not to get anyone injured.
Could y'all feel the break in humidity, and how appreciative were you guys of that, given of, you've lived here, you know how brutal and humid summers can be. It looks like you caught, not only did you catch a break Saturday, but it looks like you may catch another one this week.
Yeah, the weather was unbelievable, and it certainly probably doesn't hurt bringing the fans out either. So hopefully we will catch a break from that regard, but then again, I wonder how New York would do in the heat, so.
There is that aspect. Yes, it's the whole SEC of wanting to send the Big Ten teams and the Northeast teams down here on the sweltering days. All right, one more segment. You good for one more segment? We can chat.
Sure,
I want to ask you about some Chattahooligans and have fun with that. So 648-1051 is the Hardee's hotline. If you've got a question for Chattanooga FC coach Bill Elliott. Back with more. You're listening to Press Row here in the Platinum Financial Funding Studios at ESPN 105.1. The Zone.